Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We are trackside at Flemington. I'm not too sure how often Kieran McAvoy has watched back the finish of the Melbourne Cup from yesterday, but we've seen it many, many, many times that it was still one of the most remarkable victories and performances you are likely to see. I'm glad to say we've got the Melbourne Cup winning jockey again. For a third time, if you don't mind, Kieran McAvoy on the line. Good morning, Kieran.
Morning, TK. How are you, mate?
Yeah, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a huge buzz. As you said, third Melbourne Cup, but still pinching myself, I must say.
When did you think you had it, Kieran?
I must say, I was worried for a majority of the race, Laurie. I thought I'm too far back. I was further back than what I thought I'd be. I just missed that... The interference when the horse broke down, unfortunately, and I was thinking, oh, I'm too far back here. And then the 1200 metre mark, it started to develop a little bit, and I got on the back of Yucatan, and it wasn't until about the 250 metre mark I thought, far out, I might just do this. Is this happening again? You know, and yeah, full credit to Cross Cannery, he got me out of trouble because I was back out of the race, but he powered to the line.
It was a remarkable performance, mate, because as a jockey, I'm sure when you miss out from that little bit of an accident what happened with the Cliffs of Moher, just to get your refocus back, then to concentrate on where you were and then sort of at the back of the field and thinking, oh, gee, you know, I'm not in a great position. But just to have that confidence, you must have been just pinching yourself.
It was a funny old race. It was all unfolding, as you said. There was a lot going on. It's one thing in this sport. It's all about patience. I remember as a young kid, Colin Hayes used to say, you know, patience is what you need in this game. And I was back there at the back of the pack, and nothing you can do other than just be patient and hope it evolves in your way, your favour. And as I said, you've got to rely on your horse and your horse's abilities to get you out of tricky spots, and that was what I was able to do yesterday. And it was an unbelievable experience by a horse that's very inexperienced. He was only his eighth start yesterday, a remarkable achievement by the horse, and Charlie Appleby was a great training performance.
You know, Laurie and I are great judges, Kieran, and we thought, you got off young star. That's a really bad call. Well, you were right, we were wrong.
I must admit, when the rain came, I thought, oh, because my horse was untried in it. And I said to Benny Mellum and a few of the other boys yesterday, I said, oh, geez, I might have made the wrong call there, boys, because obviously Youngstar loves the wet ground. And, I don't know what it was. My gut was telling me to go with Cross Canter. And, I knew that. I said to my wife on a number of times over the years that Godolphin are going to win the race one year. I was sure of that, and I was lucky that I was in their camp on the right year, and a way to do it.
And mate, your association with Charlie Appleby, I know when you were working previously with Godolphin stroke Darley, you guys travelled a lot together. You had a really thick sort of a friendship. Did that really? Did he convince you to ride Cross Cannery? Did he come and say, "Look, I've got the right horse"?
Yeah, he did. He pushed hard to get me on the horse. He was confident the horse was the right horse to perform well. And, he had a little setback, which Charlie wasn't too worried about at the time when he got to Australia with a little cut on his forelock and, on his fetlock. And, he was adamant the horse would be fine. And, it was a huge thrill to do it for Charlie. Like you said, back in the day, Charlie was one of the travelling head lads, the travelling head foreman for Godolphin, and when I was over there in 2004 onwards, and so we used to do a lot of the dreaded treks up north in northern England there, and a lot of the small tracks, we had some good times, some fun times, and a few good winners along the way, and to see him doing so well now on his own, he's taken the racing world by storm really in the 4 or 5 years he's been training. He had a Breeders' Cup winner there on the weekend in America, and obviously a Melbourne Cup winner yesterday. It's unbelievable.
Has your wife, Kathy, got the real estate guide out, mate, at the moment?
Yeah, don't worry. The real estate agents are snapping at my heels. I don't know why I got put on the spot by one of the journalists down here in Melbourne. They said, what will you do if you win the Melbourne Cup? And we had been looking for a bigger house. I must admit, we've been looking online, and that I blurbed that out. I said, I'll buy my house a bigger wife. And, bugger me dead, it's now going to have to happen by the look of it.
They don't forget that type of thing, mate.
Exactly right, exactly.
you'll be good. Can you believe we were going through your successes of the past 12 months, but even the past month, mate? It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, just to think you're winning Everest and Melbourne Cups, and you know, I'm a pretty lucky jockey, that's for sure. And it's been a great couple of years, that's for sure. And you know, I'm lucky I can ride light, and that's what brings me into these handicaps like the Melbourne Cup. Being able to ride 51 kilos, it opens up, you know, a lot of doors. And you know, pretty chuffed to get the job done yesterday again.
Do you think you're riding as well or better than you ever have before?
I think, look, I think I am. Yeah, you know, you're always trying to improve and get better, and that's something that I strive to do. You know, both, you know, mentally and physically, always looking to improve, and it's a good way to focus. You know, it keeps the hunger burning in your tummy, and the fire burning in your tummy. You know, always, you know, it's the sportsman's way to look at it. You're just always looking to improve, and there's always a horse out there that's trying to, I suppose, bring you undone. So you got to try and, you know, you're on your toes all the time. You know, there's young horses always trying to conquer or trying to win over, and that's the way I look at it.
No doubt about that. Can you explain to us, Kieran, the aftermath of the Cup with Huey weighing in? He weighed out on weight for Marmello. He weighed back in a kilo over 3,200 metres. Did you give him a hot dog or something in between?
How does that happen?
So he weighed out okay with the allowance. You know, you get 500 grams, right? And then when he's weighed back in, he was a kilo over, which is pretty strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it just depends. A lot of horses can sweat. And depends on what packing you have. You know, underneath your saddle, it can really take up all that sweat. So, you know, it's unfortunate for Huey that he came in heavy. There's a few things, obviously, that can go against you in that regard.
Yeah, obviously you're not the trainer of the horse, Kieran, but do you know what it may be set for next? Is it, you think it'll come back for a Cox plate or another go at the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, actually. I'll speak with Charlie about that when I see him later this morning. We're heading out to Werribee for some photos with the horse. So, you know, he's only a young horse. As we said, that was his eighth start, and, you know, he stays really well. So there's plenty of staying options for him, both abroad and back here in Australia. So who knows, he might be back out here next year to have a crack again.
It's on again tomorrow, mate, with Oaks Day. What's your best ride?
You know what, TK, I haven't even looked at Oaks Day yet, so I'll get onto that later this arvo. But one thing I am looking forward to is Redzel on Saturday. He's back in the Daly Sprint, or the Daly Classic, so I'm looking forward to that.
He'd be my favourite horse too, mate, if I won two Everests. Hey, Kieran, congratulations, mate. Thanks for your time. We know you're busy, and congratulations again.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day.